Well, today, June the 5th, is World Environment Day, and this year it's looking to tackle the issue of air pollution. The Wire's Cale Matthews has more. Every breath
you take, every moment. While Sting sung about the obsession of a lost lover, for 92% of the world, every breath we take is one that is filled with harmful pollutants. Currently, air pollution costs the world $5 trillion in welfare and causes the premature deaths of 3.8 million people every year. But in Australia, seldom do we worry about the air we breathe. Nick Witherow is the Principal Solicitor for Environmental Justice Australia, and he believes that air pollution is a bigger problem than we may realise.
Air pollution is a problem in Australia. The fact is that the World Health Organization has recognized that there are no safe levels of many pollutants for humans and for human health, and many of Australia's levels of pollution allowable are below World Health Organization levels.
We have air pollution hotspots throughout Australia. When we take measurements for air pollution, are these measurements taken from the hotspots, or are they taken from areas away from a lot of the air pollution to dilute the results?
Varies across the states, but in Victoria, for example, we have quite good widespread air monitoring in Melbourne. There is further air monitoring in the Latrobe Valley, but the rest of the state is more or less not monitored.
Should we be monitoring any differently?
We should be monitoring a lot more broadly and also paying further attention to separating out fine particle pollutions, so PM2.5 versus PM10, which both have different health impacts. The PM2.5s are more associated with chronic illness because those particles are small enough to be absorbed into the bloodstream, which then have effects on cardiovascular health, amongst others, whereas the coarser pollutants, the PM10s, they more affect respiratory conditions.
How seriously is the federal government taking the issue of air pollution in Australia?
There certainly is a sense of complacency. Having said that, the national air protection measures are being reviewed at the moment, and Environmental Justice Australia is certainly involved in campaigning for stronger air pollution measures, which will lead to improvements in air quality.
And do you feel that there's a complacency at a community level towards air pollution?
Historically, that may have been the case, but I think it's becoming an issue which more and more community members are concerned with. I mean, in the Latrobe Valley, they've had a long history of air pollution from the brown coal-fired power stations and from the paper mill down there, as well as briquette factories and various other industries. So there's been a long history of air pollution down there, and the community are becoming aware that they shouldn't have to put up with poor air quality in circumstances where it's not a question of the generators of the emissions shutting down. There are pollution controls available which can clean up their emissions and it will improve their air quality.
Nick Witherow, lawyer for Environmental Justice Australia.
Quite interesting living in an area that does have a lot of air pollution, because you become accustomed to it and you just accept that it's there rather than question why we have it. We just have it.
In 2014, the Hazelwood mine fire threatened communities throughout the Latrobe Valley region. Burning for 45 days across February and March, the fire caused ongoing health problems and resulted in the deaths of some members of the community. Wendy Farmer is the president of Voices of the Valley, and she lives in the Latrobe Valley area. She's seen firsthand the effects that fine particle pollution has had on the daily lives of the community.
Our community is pretty used to living with coal dust, and that's from any of the power stations or mines across Latrobe Valley. The younger generation may bring up and say they're sick of coal dust. The older generation will say, well, what's the problem? It used to be bigger. We question whether, you know, power stations themselves or mines can actually do better to not impose on people's homes.
It's been 5 years since the Hazelwood mine fire. Was this an event that kind of changed people's views in the area, or how did that fire affect the community in terms of moving away from coal?
The fire changed the way we think about air pollution and the questions that are raised. So, of course, through the Hazelwood mine fire, we saw that people died through that fire from air pollution. So it got us to that stage where we question how things are done in regard to air pollution. We know that air pollution does kill. We know that it kills, you know, thousands of people a year in Australia alone. So how can we change the way we do things so that air pollution isn't killing people?
Has there been any changes that have happened since that?
there's been a lot of changes for Latrobe Valley. It's actually given us the opportunity to talk about what has happened and that historical injustice of the community copying the pollution to power the rest of the state.
Do you think there is a sense of complacency from the government, not only in Latrobe Valley, but Australia-wide, to tackle air pollution?
I think it's more than that. Often regulations don't allow them to address some of the problems. So one thing, you know, I spoke about the pine plantations, and although it is industry, no one seems to regulate them. So unless communities stand up and question why we're having these pollution events and what can be done about it and actually challenge the system, we won't see change.
What more needs to be done to ensure public health in the area?
Governments need to take responsibility and regulate and use their powers to make sure that pollution is reduced. Communities need to stand up, notify government agencies where the problems are, and actually work with government to solutions to make sure that pollution is regulated, polluters don't get away with polluting our environment and making our kids sick.
President of Voices of the Valley, Wendy Farmer. Ending that report, by the way, is Kayle Matthews.